Talk. The future is nowhere. A technologically mature post-human civilization would have enormous computing power. Based on this empirical fact, the simulation argument shows that at least one of the following propositions is true. One, the fraction of human-level civilizations that reach a post-human stage is very close to zero. Two, the fraction of post-human civilizations that are interested in running ancestor simulations is very close to zero. Three, the fraction of all people with our kind of experiences that are living in a simulation is very close to one. If one is true, then we will almost certainly go extinct before reaching post-humanity. If two is true, there must be a strong convergence among the courses of advanced civilizations so that virtually none contains any relatively wealthy individuals who desire to run ancestor simulations and are set free to do so. If three is true, then we almost certainly live in a simulation. In the dark forest of our current ignorance, it seems sensible to apportion one's credence roughly evenly. In the dark forest of our current ignorance, it seems sensible to apportion one's credence roughly evenly between one, two, and three.